CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and it's time again for another segment of At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie Cutting.
Hello.
Nice to see you, Melanie.
Good to be seen.
Now, did you get a chance this week to go and see a movie, Melanie?
I did.
Great.
Just one, but still.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a good one.
Good.
So it was definitely worth seeing. And the movie that I saw in English is called On the Basis of Sex. It's a movie about Ruth Bader. You wouldn't know from the title, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a movie about Ruth, the early career and life of Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Okay.
Of the wonderful documentary about her called RBG.
Mm-hmm.
That looks at her life and career, but it's a documentary. So this mm-hmm. is in particular based on her early career. She was at Harvard Law School.
Okay.
And she was one of almost a handful of women mm-hmm. who were accepted into Harvard Law, and this was in the 50s.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine.
So it was a pretty small group, and of course she was subject to quite a few instances of discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting to me. Sam Watterson, who plays the dean mm-hmm. of the law school, and who frequently plays someone who's a lawyer or like a lawyer, and he virtually always plays kind of a liberal dude. And in this movie, he was not that. he worked really hard to get women into the law school. But then when push came to shove, he was just probably the most discriminatory person in the that she runs into. He clearly doesn't think that women should be taking up a space in law school that should be going to a guy.
Okay,
that was his. That was his way of mm-hmm. looking at that. So it was just kind of fun to watch him be a very conservative guy,
mm-hmm.
and as opposed to his usual persona on screen. But he's always a good actor. So the story is from her beginning as a law student through kind of through law school. They don't dwell on that, but there are some interesting moments that they pick up in the movie from when she was invited to I think it's a faculty wine and cheese mm-hmm. type of thing, and she just had, you know, just so many instances of basically, what are you doing here?
Mm-hmm.
Who needs women in law? You should be at home having children and so on. She gets past that. She's a very strong young woman, played very well by Felicity Jones. And she is married to another law student, Marty Ginsburg, played by an incredibly good-looking young man named Armie Hammer, who's been in a whole bunch of movies recently. So they make a nice couple. And she's tiny. Felicity Jones, in fact, is pretty small. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who is still around, is absolutely tiny.
That's amazing.
She's just really small. And he's very tall, so it was kind of an interesting combination.
Mm-hmm.
So they end up in living in New York. She had switched in her last year from Harvard over to Columbia Law School, despite the objections of this same dean character, played mm-hmm. by Sam Watterson. But she does it, and she makes law review. She is incredibly bright. She's so smart. And much of her early career was spent in the Faculty of Law mm-hmm. at Rutgers University in Newark, New Jersey. That's where their law faculty is. And she taught for many years. And then she got interested in a case that was going to ultimately change the way gender rules are applied, because since time began in the U.S., the genders, the gender rules were skewed against women. She finds a case where the gender roles are skewed against a man and decides to take up his case because nobody else was interested in doing it. And she knew that if I can prove that discrimination on the basis of sex, hence the name of the movie, was done with a man, that could change, that could really open the door to changing all those many instances. And I think they counted there were something like 175 instances in the law of discrimination on the basis of sex or gender, as it became known later on. Mm-hmm. So, very interesting film. And having seen the documentary just earlier this year, I think I talked at some length about that. This was an interesting take on it. And the performances are good. In terms of being a blockbuster, groundbreaking movie, it's not. But it is, I think, as one of the reviewers said, it's a serviceable biopic. Mm-hmm. And it does, for me, yeah, it was okay as a biopic. And as you said, the performances were good. But the basic story about how she took on this, what turned out to be really important case that changed a whole bunch of rules, laws in the U.S. was just a very interesting story.
That
and certainly not one that I would have known.
Yeah.
Yep. Plus, her home life is highlighted a little bit. She works with her husband. Mm-hmm. And she has two children, one of whom, her daughter, who has a good supporting role in the movie. She ended up becoming a lawyer, like her mom.
Nice.
Yep. It's one of those wonderful movies where they, at the end, they tell you the outcome of this person's doing that and this person did this. And I think her son went into music.
Okay.
And her daughter went into law.
Nice.
Anyway, absolutely recommended this movie. I would, I'm not sure I'd see it again, but I would certainly say that if you have any interest at all in the law, and in particular in this incredible woman who is still on the Supreme Court, although she is now well into her 80s, and she's still rendering, carefully thought out decisions, I would say it's definitely a movie to go and see.
Mm, sounds really worth it.
And the critics, this doesn't happen very often, but the critics and the audience score are the same.
Wow.
They're both at 72%.
Mm-hmm.
And I give you a critic.
That's
quick.
Quite high, isn't it?
It is high. Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. It's not up there in that 90-plus bracket where some of the movies are. Bumblebee, of all things, the movie about the Transformer, is at 92%. This is a very solid critics' tomato meter and audience score. And essentially, it says on the Rotten Tomatoes site, the critics' consensus is that On the Basis of Sex is nowhere near as groundbreaking as its real-life subject, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. But her extraordinary life makes a solid case for itself as an inspirational, well-acted biopic, which is exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. It is kind of inspirational. And you say, good for you. Boy, something else.
Yeah. With a happy ending. Yeah.
At a happy ending, you're kind of my hero. Yeah. So two movies then would be this movie about this fictionalized movie about the young Ruth and called On the Basis of Sex. And of course the documentary RBG, which is excellent. So, enough about Ruth. We'll move on to other films that are playing locally, still in English. Hugely disappointed that I didn't get to see the movie Mary, Queen of Scots in English. It just surprisingly disappeared. The English version disappeared in what seemed like no time at all, a week. Maybe it was 2 weeks, but when I was getting ready to go and see it, it just wasn't there anymore. Mm-hmm. It is, though, still there in French. Another movie which is there in English and French is called A Dog's Way Home. Getting decent, you know, especially decent audience reviews. I think critics, but they're critics. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they don't look at things the way regular people do. About a lost dog who I think makes his way back from the other side of the United States or something. Wow. It looks like one mm-hmm. of those, again, inspirational, if you don't mm-hmm. mind looking at animals in distress. Mm-hmm. I really personally don't like that, but it clearly has a happy ending, so it might be okay. Anyway, so A Dog's Way Home is there in English and doing well. Aquaman, of course, is still there in English. It'll be there probably for a while longer. Escape Room. I've only recently discovered that escape rooms are a thing. And here's a movie about an escape room. And I think they're rooms that are made to be puzzles to get out of.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I think there's more to it than that, but it's not doing great. It's not seen as a particularly worthwhile movie, but again, you know, for people who like this kind of movie, which is there's a certain level of terror in there, because I think in this case, if you can't escape from the escape room, I think you're done for. Mm. So, haven't seen it, probably won't see it, but but it is there in English. So it's probably for the age bracket from, I don't know, maybe 13 up into the 20s. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned, there's On the Basis of Sex is still there. The, where are we? The movie that I saw last week and recommended very highly, Vice, is still there in both languages. So go see Vice. It's definitely worth seeing. Another one which is there in both languages, called The Upside. And I think I mentioned it last week as a movie that I wasn't sure I was going to see. Bryan Cranston plays the quadriplegic billionaire. And Kevin Hart, whose name I couldn't remember last time. Kevin Hart, who is a kind of a comic actor. He departs from his usual comic actor persona, at least to a certain extent, to play the caregiver for the billionaire. And it's based on a French film, which was just apparently very well received. And this one is not doing very well. It's considered minor league compared to the original movie.
Okay.
Which was set in Paris, of all things. And actually, there's the two real people, the billionaire and the caregiver, are actual people on whom both movies, their lives, were based. Mm-hmm. But this one is kind of just not going anywhere. People seem to feel that the story, I think what sometimes happens with movies that are, especially like European movies, which tend to be sometimes a bit gritty and not well designed for American audiences, they get Americanized. And I think that's what happened in this movie. They added to the story in a way that a number of the critics said they shouldn't have done that. And they just didn't enhance it. They made it more palatable to mm-hmm. North American audiences. I'm not so sure I will see it, but the good news is that it's there in English. So if I would like to see it, all right. There is a movie which will open. Let's see, I don't think it has opened just yet. Called Glass, and it's the third in a trilogy made by a very well known filmmaker, M. Night Shyamalan. I've never heard it actually pronounced, so I'm just guessing. It looks like Shyamalan, who back in, I think, 1999, did like a monster hit called The Sixth Sense mm-hmm. with Bruce Willis as a psychiatrist. And everybody was very careful about not giving away the ending, because the allure of the film rested on not knowing Bruce Willis's secret. And the young man that he is working with as a psychiatrist His very famous line is, "I see dead people." And that got a lot of airplay for a long, long time. I think it still does to a certain extent. But that goes back, that's, I think, 1999. It's a long ways back. Shyamalan has made a number of movies ever since then. And often they depend on this, can you keep a secret about the ending? Because if you give it away, then people won't enjoy the movie. And I think that's a kind of a flimsy basis to go and see a movie. But it worked with The Sixth Sense. And I think he's tried that again with a number of his other movies. Anyway, this one, Glass, has a very good cast. And as I said, it's the third in a trilogy of movies that he's made. Okay, again, Bruce Willis. And he's playing the character that he played in a movie called Unbreakable, which was okay. Mm-hmm. He's just had a... It's unfortunate, this particular young man who's an author... he's a writer and director, you know, all-around film guy. He just hasn't hit a home run anywhere near enough times. Mm-hmm. Unbreakable was pretty good. And this one is the third in the trilogy of Unbreakable, a movie called Split, about a young man with a seriously split personality. And now this one. Again, it is... not doing well with the critics. The critics are giving it, the aggregate was 35%. So that really doesn't make you want to go and see that movie. No. But again, I think there are probably a number of people out there who really, really like this. Well, they like one of the actors, and apparently, of course, okay, Bruce Willis is a popular film favorite. Mm-hmm. And James McAvoy plays the split personality, same character that he played in the movie Split.
Okay.
And now he's reprising that role. And Samuel L. Jackson, who is always wonderful, he plays this character, Glass. I have read some okay reviews. Some people say, well, it's a trilogy and it's a bit muddled. And my feeling is that unless you've seen the previous movies, mm-hmm. Unbreakable and Split, and now it's time for Glass, that you may not be able to really appreciate this particular movie. Not doing great. Mm-hmm. That's certainly not from the critics. Maybe often, you have a big split between what the critics like and what audience is like. Mm-hmm. It doesn't tell me here how much the audience is like it, just that basically the critics don't like it. Mm-hmm. And some of the critics clearly haven't liked very much that this particular filmmaker has done. They just think he's overrated and needs mm-hmm. to find a new way of doing things. Anyway, but especially if you like these actors, then it probably is worth seeing. And it's a thriller and it's suspense, and the characters can do some supernatural things. So it might be your cup of tea.
Okay.
Probably isn't mine, but that's okay. It begins Friday the 18th. Mm-hmm. Maybe have a look at some of the reviews before you decide to go and see it. And the other movie, which will begin again on January 18th, Friday, is If Beale Street Could Talk, which is just getting outstanding reviews everywhere. It's up in that 90%+ of critics who love this movie, and the audiences seem to love it as well. So that's good news. It's based on the critics gave it a 95% approval, which makes it certified fresh. Audience score is 71%, which is, reasonable. Mm-hmm. Reasonable, not outstanding. It seems like maybe one of those movies that the critics appreciate the elements, the film elements that are, really well done. And apparently it's just an incredibly well done movie. And it's based on the director is Barry Jenkins, who has been doing very well as a director recently. It's based on a book, which was very well received back when it was when it came out. But it's set in early 1970s Harlem. And it's a timeless and moving love story of both a couple's unbreakable bond and the African-American family's empowering embrace, as told through the eyes of 19-year-old Tish Rivers. And I think it goes back and forth in time.
Okay.
Anyway, apparently really good. This is certainly one that is on my list of movies that I will make a point of going to see before it disappears. James Baldwin, who is a very well-known black author from some years ago, is the author of the book If Beale Street Could Talk. And the book was, again, very well received. And the movie apparently lives up to the promise of the book really well.
Good.
Yeah. They translate book into film. So it's certainly, you know, there's things that you can do with the movie you can't do with the book and vice versa. So Barry Jenkins director has done a very good job of doing just that. So definitely one to see. Virtually all the critics liked it. Timeless romance, family drama, legal thriller, poignant social commentary. Great American novel has been turned into a great American film. So
sounds good.
Definitely one that I would recommend, and one that I will go and see. I'm not sure if it is awards season. Just onto another related topic. There's lots and lots of awards that have started being announced. The finalists for the Academy Awards hasn't been announced yet, but is coming. The Golden Globes. All these many organizations that give awards to movies. So this is called awards season, and the movies that are doing very, very well tend to be the blockbusters. The Lady Gaga movie is getting, you know, much, much hype.
Okay.
And A Star Is Born is that movie, and then the movie about the life of Freddie Mercury, Bohemian Rhapsody, is doing incredibly well. So keep your eyes open, and I believe that the sort of the granddaddy of all these award shows, the Academy Awards, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, their awards are in February.
It's coming up fast. Yeah.
Yeah. So sometimes what happens is movies that kind of came and went fairly quickly in the theaters come back because they're ones that are getting, say, lots of this awards buzz, and the theater owners know that, oh, people would like to see that before the Academy Awards come along, so they'll know what they're talking about on the show.
Good. Sounds
so
good.
That's about it. Yeah. Take yourself out to the movies, $7. If you buy a package of tickets, eight tickets for $56. And I just should mention again that we really appreciate the fact that the Maison de Cinema present lots of English language movies.
They do.
And the way to show that you appreciate that is to go to the English language movies.
Definitely.
Yep. So go to the movies.
Okay. Thanks very much, Melanie.
You're welcome.